You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What are the questions everybody has to be asking themselves? Is that, when did this event take place? Took place, Shi Yetzeres Simchas Korah, and after undergoing Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, then we had Yom Kippur, Yom Tov HaSukkos, we're involved in so many days, 21 days, in very intense Avodas Hashem. How would such a thing take place? People asking me the question continuously. We cleansed ourselves. Klal Yisrael are now pure and tahar. What's going on? What's taking place? Now, the gadol I'm going to be using this afternoon to answer this question is my revered Rabbi Rav Yosef Tovah Levi Soloveitchik, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva University, the gadol, the Rav of Boston, Massachusetts, a gadol hadar who was also the religious leader of the Mizrahi organization of Torah Mizrahi Jews. When it came to the Holocaust, he was here and he saw it and he witnessed it and he experienced it. When he saw HaKamas of Medina, he saw it, he witnessed it, he experienced it, and then there he took a leadership role. And what I want to share with you for a couple of minutes before we start saying Tehillim I picked today, which are very specific to what we're going to be discussing right now, I want to put into context what we're dealing with, who we're dealing with, cause and effect in the world of Hashgachas of Torah, of how such a thing can take place, what we can do to help rectify the situation, and how important, and really important, your tefillos are going to be for not just the next couple of days. We're talking about weeks and perhaps months until the situation is ultimately, hopefully, with the help of God, the help of Hashem, rectified. My dear Rebbe once wrote a work, which is available in our library, called Kol Dodi Dofek. Very, very famous, popular work of Soloveitchik, analyzing the Holocaust and analyzing the problems the Jewish people were confronting from the time they took the land of Eretz Yisrael back, a mandate which was legally voted upon by the United Nations, tried to settle there, declare a state, and were attacked by over 20 Arab hostile nations from every side. Soloveitchik points out, and this is the tradition he has, and I want to be very explicit, a tradition that he has going back to his Zayda, the famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik of Bris. What Rav Chaim said to him is, I want you to know something, and that is the concept of Amalek that we have in the Torah. You have to know where it started, and you have to know exactly who are Amalek Bizman Hazeh to deal with it. Because in the Torah you have two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Timchas Zech Amalek, of destroying Amalek, and Makar Emchar Zech Amalek, Hashem says, I will destroy Amalek as well. You have to understand what those mitzvahs mean and how this applies to our contemporary situation. What Rav Chaim said and what the Rav records in his Kol Dodi Dofek is the following. Going back to the time of Esav and Yaakov, Chazal say there was a tremendous animosity that Esav had for Yaakov. Halacha b'yadua, Esav shonas Yaakov, which means it's incomprehensible, but it exists. The grandchild of Esav, Amalek, took this to the next level. And that's why in Jewish history for thousands of years, Amalek has been a source of tremendous endangerment to the Jewish people no matter where we lived. There's only one problem. Who is Amalek? Who do these mitzvahs apply to of Timcha, Mafa, and Fet? So this is the Kabbalah of Rav Soloveitchik, and I want you to listen very carefully. Because unfortunately, not everybody articulates this. The Soloveitchik said the Kabbalah we have is whatever nation on the face of this earth or major groups of people who have dedicated themselves to the destruction of the Jewish people, men, women, children, if that's their motto, that's their ideology, that is their hashgafa, they are called ideological Amalekim. He's quoting this, not just as hashgafa, it's halacha. And the mitzvah, Timsa Zeich Amalek, and the mitzvah Mocha Emcha halachically applies to that. In practical terminology, Rav Soloveitchik then made the following statement, which I want you to hear clearly. In our world, when Nazism took hold and wanted to annihilate the Jewish people, Rav Soloveitchik said, according to the Kabbalah from Rav Chaim, since they wanted to destroy and commit genocide against all of us, they were the Amalek of that generation, without a doubt. He then sent, when the Arab world joined in, the Mufti of Jerusalem and the Arab world, and were prodding them on to finish off the job, and after the Germans were destroyed, continue that animus against us. And if you looked at the Palestinian Charter, and you look at the other writings of the Arab world, based upon the Quran, the destruction of the Jewish people as the chosen people is their ideal, their goal, their religion, destroying us any way they possibly can. And not only that, this is what's taught to their children from the time they are born till the time that they die. They are taught this from the kindergarten age, cartoons, movies, things they're exposed to in their literature advocate you have to destroy the Jew because that's our mandate according to our God contained in the Quran. If that's the case, our Soloveitchik said, the Arab world now, at least in general, and the Hamas and their other companions in this specific campaign, are halachically and hashgafically categorized as far as he and the other gedolim involved in this as the Amalek of our generation. And when it comes to that, we have to deal with this in two ways. On a practical level, we have to defend ourselves. And that's exactly what the IDF and Eretz Israel was doing at this point in time. What happened this past weekend, what happened on Shmiat Tzeres and Simchus Torah, of what they did and how they did it and their purpose behind what they're doing. I agree with the dean to now look at the pictures and the photos and everything that's online, besides having a psychological, emotional impact upon you, which we don't know how bad it's going to be. But it's, ultimately speaking, going to depress you on levels that I do not want you to be depressed. It's bad enough you hear about it, whether you like it or not. But to dwell upon and just keep on watching more videos about it is not going to be productive for you and your psychological health. But you have to realize they are ideologically the Amalekim of today. And the first thing the Torah says, Timcha, you have to defend yourself, self-defense. Ironically, and I'll be honest with you, I could not believe the irony of this. My Rebbe said to myself, learning Tanakh Yomi every day, and the Megillah we are up to is Megillah Esther. The actual day that this attack took place was the narrative of Megillah Esther when Haman and Ahasuerus came together with the whole Kavanah to destroy the Jewish people, where the plan was made for complete genocide. I mean, there's a certain irony about this. Oh, you did not plan the schedule to work this way, but it happened. And when I was learning with my Rebbe, I realized there's a message over here. So Hashem's sending us a message. And the message is, how did Mordechai and Esther react to this? They reacted in the way the halacha tells us to react to it. When a Amalek attacks us, Chazal tell us the first time they ever attacked us as a Amalek in the Chumash is in Parshas Bishalach. Chazal tell us it happened in a place called Rephidim. Chazal tell us, based upon the Drashim, Rephidim has two meanings. Number one is, Rav Yudei, with the Torah, there was a slackening and some type of lack of regard for Torah and Halacha. And number two, there was tremendous controversy amongst Jews. There was a lack of achdus, peirudim. Chazal say this, and it's not my creation. When Klal Yisrael have a slackening of their religious observance, and there is tremendous division amongst their ranks and sin askinam, we become susceptible to the potential harm and machshava of Amalek. The Shalach was the classical example. So how did we react to it? Two ways. Yeshua was told to get an army to fight them, which he did. That's the mitzvah of Timchus Echas Amalek. But then the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe, Aaron, and Klal Yisrael, I want you to realize something. The animus they have is not just for you as Jews. Ki Yad Al Keskar, they are literally trying to destroy Judaism, make a war with God, their God against our God, their religion against our religion. This is a religious fanatical war against us to destroy us, and therefore don't fool yourself. You can't get rid of people's ideology just by fighting with them or eradicating a certain sect. Hashem says, finally, the only way Amalek and their anti-Semitic dialogue and agenda will be eliminated, Macha Emko, will have to be done by Hashem, b'chvodo b'atzmo, at the proper time and the proper place. So there are two agendas over here. What we have to do to defend ourselves, and that is what the IDF courageously are doing now.
You are listening.
I will tell you, I heard from people in the army. They never saw such a response in their life to a call to arms. They didn't just have 100% of the reservists come to fight this war, but 150%. There are over 300,000 people from around the world and in Eretz Israel who came, left their families in all different countries to come defend the integrity of Eretz Israel and Klal Yisrael and the right to Eretz Israel given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We went back to the Bris Bein HaBasharim. They left their wives, they left their children, and they're coming here. Some of them are American citizens who have a loyalty to Eretz Israel. It's unbelievable, the spirit and the ruach that they have. I personally, as I mentioned to the dean today, have a personal chelek in this feeling. I know, can imagine what the wives of these husbands are feeling and their parents. I personally, as I told the dean, have three grandchildren that are in the army at this moment in time. One grandchild is up in the north, ready to fight with Lebanon. Another grandchild is in the south, about to enter Gaza with all the other troops. And a third grandchild is in the West Bank, part of a special security force, like the Navy SEALs, to take care of that district. So I can feel the pain and anguish, as the dean mentioned, of the families who have their loved ones going into a place of danger, and it is a place of danger. Life doesn't mean anything to these people. So therefore, realize who the enemy is. I discussed this with the dean as well. In fact, I personally believe we both are correct that there's a strategic reason this was done at this point in time, because unfortunately of the lack of desire to see that the Abraham Accords should come to fruition, that all the Arab nations should make peace with us, which would be literally the beginning of Yemar HaMashiach, and Saudi Arabia really wants to make peace with us, as the other nations did. But also the concept of their claim to Israel, that it's their land, not our land, which has been their battle cry from time immemorial, from the time of HaKamas Medina, when we were attacked by all the Arab nations. We took the vote of the UN seriously, declared a state. They decided to eradicate us. But their ideology is that to eradicate every man, woman, and child of Klal Yisrael. One of the Kapitel Ketuvim was saying today, Hey Gimel, what we did for you is we also have an English translation. You will see when you look at the English later on and analyze it, It talks about the motto, the ideal, the goals of people who are employed. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik quotes this pasuk. I just want to quote for you, and possibly before we get into saying the Pehron itself. In Kapitel Pe Gimel, which is in the sheet that you have in front of you, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the pasuk, Vahashba Ha'arme, all I need to mention in the Megillah, has a sequel in Perek Pe Gimel in Tehillah, where it says, and I want you to know this when we start repeating, saying this Tehillah first, that this is the basic ideology being articulated by the group of nations we mentioned over here. Agru, they say, let us obliterate them from the concept of being a nation on the face of this earth. That the concept of the Jew and Jewishness and their connection to Israel or their participation in the world population should be eradicated from our memory forever. Rav Soloveitchik said this is what Rav Chaim told him as the grandson, is the ideology of Amalek forever till Hashem ultimately destroys that ideology. And any group of people that articulate this, and this is their motto in all of their writings. I've studied this for a long time. This has never ever been taken away, never been eliminated from their literature, and Hamas is dedicated to this specific cause. They'll do whatever they can, and we have to respond. We're not able, we're not part of the IDF, so you say to yourself, so what can we do? How can we help? The dean already gave you some very important ways of doing this. I just want to amplify and be a little more specific, and then we'll start saying the diddlem. The fact of the matter is, when it comes to preparing for war, there are two ways you prepare for war. There's a pasuk in Mishle. Sus vulchan v'yom ha'melchama, and this is l'Hashem ha'tshuva. You have to prepare the army, the armaments, the weapons that you're going to use to fight this war, and get the best and most sophisticated weaponry possible to defend yourself. This is the Melchemes Spitz we're fighting, so you use the best you possibly can. But then realize, no matter how sophisticated our weaponry is, L'Hashem HaTshuva, the ultimate success, we depend upon Hashem helping us and giving us Siyata Deshmai to accomplish it. Look in Pashas B'Shalach, when Amalek challenged us, what did Moshe and Yeshua do? Yeshua was told to pick the best and finest soldiers that can fight the war against Amalek. Then Moshe and Aaron and ultimately Hur went on the mountain and started praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah says that the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, they did this in a place that the Jewish soldiers could see them, to inspire the soldiers that when they're fighting the war, the Shabbat Leva, Leva and Shemayim, they should have God in their mind. They're doing this as God's divine mission in this world to preserve Yiddishkeit and Torah and mitzvahs and preserve the world under God's rule. That allowed them to be menatzeach. Not only they have to think that way, but every Jew and Jewish in Klal Yisrael have to realize, even if we're not on the front lines, like all the IDF men and women who are there today, ready to risk their life, don't look upon your davening with more kavana. You're learning Torah with more intensity. You're giving tzedakah and charity and doing chesed as much as you can. Don't look upon this nonchalantly as if, what difference does it make? Guess what? It makes all the difference in the world. Because when Hashem sees us involved in the concept of doing tshuva and learning Torah, davening with a lot of kavana and saying tehillim and doing acts of charity and chesed, he just said it in Asarat Tokev, Magirin Roa Gezera, it takes away evil decrees against us. Even if we're guilty because of factionalism, fights, as the dean mentioned, was taking place on a political level, even on a religious level, not letting people pray on Yom Kippur as we saw happen in Eretz Yisrael. As we see, not everybody is Shomer Torah v'mitzvot, but there's still a Jew proud of Eretz Yisrael willing to give their life for it. Anybody who was killed this past week, according to every god on the face of this world, were representatives of Klal Yisrael, and no matter how religious they were killed al Kiddush Hashem, and we're going to treat them as Kedoshim. This is the way the Gedolim of the whole world are looking upon this. They died al Kiddush Hashem. They lived in a place of Sakana to protect the Jewish state, to have a front by the place of Gaza. They knew they're taking jeopardy, but they wanted to preserve the state's integrity and were willing to live there to be the protective fence against us. For this reason, each and every one of you, even though you're not on the battlefield, say to Hillel, as the Dean said, we're going to start today. Say it every day, by day and by night, whenever you have time to do it. If you're able to finish the whole thing every day, that's for me incredible. But realize Hashem wants to see how we as Jews react. I've never seen in all my life since I've been in the Rami 50 years how every member of Klal Yisrael, no matter which faction you are part of, no matter how Haredi or right-wing you are, or to the left, how everybody now is involved in praying to God to help us and to save us. We're now in an Eis HaTzara on the level we never contemplated whatever happened. We thought we had tremendous security apparatus, but somehow something happened, and we'll never know until it's investigated. But now that's not our focus. Our focus now is to show Hashem that we realize at the end of the day, as talented and as brilliant as strategists as our IDF are, with incredible people willing to be Moser Nefesh, and don't want to cause people to lose their life. They're telling innocent citizens, get out of Israel. There are now negotiations being done between Egypt to allow people to escape into a free zone who don't want to be part of the battle. One nation who goes to battle warns the enemy, get out of there before we're about to come in, because we have to get rid of the bad guys. Only Klal Yisrael does that. The people on that border town, when they came to being killed, were not given the ability to escape. They were murdered in cold blood. And therefore we're dealing with the two different types of entities. Be proud you're a Jewish. Be proud that you know what Torah is all about and realize. And we should dedicate every class of Torah we have in the school. That should be a course for us to be successful in the Muhammad. All the yeshivas canceled their vacation period and started their zmanim immediately. Every yeshiva, forget about waiting till the new month, we're starting up because they have the schus of Torah. Your schus of Torah is as important as the schus of Torah of the boys learning a Mir Yeshiva or Lakewood or any place else. Don't underestimate your power as Benos Yisrael when it comes to your learning Torah, your Kala HaTfila, and the power of you saying Tehillim and your acts of charity and tzedakah. I'll just end with one word and then we're going to go into the Tehillim. I taught before Yom Tov during my drushes I gave the concept of Chesed. The Moshe Kaguvero, the Rabak, who wrote Talmud Devarim, says, I want you to know something. The most powerful force we have as Jews to relate to Hashem and Hashem to relate to us, the halakhta with the Rafa is to be a Baal Chesed like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Chesed Yibana. Don't think that you as being Benos Yisrael don't have the power to activate that on the highest level, because Chazal give the women of Klal Yisrael Torah Chesed al Shonam, you the power being the Baal Chesed par excellence. Whatever chesed you want to do, talking to the people in Eretz Yisrael, giving them chizuk, giving supplies, giving money, praying for them. When Hashem sees us giving chesed to a fellow human being, to a fellow Jew and Jewess, an Eis HaTzara, the reaction of Shemayim is Hashem reciprocates in giving chesed and tzedakah and love and compassion and salvation to the Jewish people. That's what this is all about. Salvation of us, not only in ourselves, but salvation of Jews throughout the world. We have to timcha, get rid of Amalek. That's a military phenomenon. That's police have to take care of that. But we have to take care of the spiritual part to help Hashem in His mission. And that is Macha Emcha, to spiritually eradicate this with our tilos, our Torah, our tzedakah. And Chazal say, if we do this, my v'yimrona gzeira, this gzeira will be removed. The threat will disappear, and shalom will reign in Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, the world at large. That's what we're doing now, and that's what it's all about, Tani Dos. This is serious business, more serious than I ever saw before since the Holocaust. Let's take this seriously. If you're told to come to a Tehillim assembly, you should be there 1, 2, 3, because our lives, lives of Klal Yisrael now at stake because of the Machshavos of Sani Yisrael.
I just want to end with the following. One typical Tehillim which we say every day, when I say absence, Eilim of Ezeb, Eilim of Besusin, by Nach, the Rishayim, Adonai, Rehinon, Vazkir. The one that thinks that was to the seed of Roy, those are the best weaponry, the best horses, the best chariots. We believe that we called to Hashem, who controls the universe. The Yivati Dar, but this universe who created it and controls it. Nazkir, that's going to cause the ultimate victory of Klal Yisrael. And that's why we're going to bring up with the tefillah we do after Tehillim. Afeinu b'beit Yisrael ha'nesuyim b'tzara b'shiviyah. Ha'oni div be b'yon be b'yavosha. Ha'lat yirarata alayir v'yotziyay. V'yitzana l'rirata. V'yafeilu v'olirba. V'yishibu l'kurba. Hashka v'adolaz ma'kodiv v'nomar v'vein. Hashem shahab togo. Hashkata world war our soldiers, male and female soldiers. And give us Yatid the Shmaik to see what they have to do. At the same point in time, watch over them and save them from any harm. Amen, be amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.